Hello, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Great to be back here with you on Holy Spirit Radio. It is the month of September, and today's topic is, I have decided to follow Jesus. This is one of my favorite topics, because so many times we go to church, we're Catholic, we were baptized into the Catholic, maybe at an early age, and we don't think about the fact that following Jesus requires a conscious decision on our part. That's what we want to do. And today, that's what this show is all about. It's making that decision. Yes, I will follow Jesus. I've already been baptized. I've been confirmed. I've been received the sacraments. But today, I may have just been going through the motions. From today on, I'm going to follow Jesus. And if you are already in the position where you consider yourself, yes, I've made that conscious decision, well, let's try to take it to the next level today. Does that sound good? It's so great to be here once a month. This program airs on the first Friday of each month at 11 a.m., and the rebroadcast is on the following Sunday at 2 p.m. This show is a mixture of music, inspiration. I throw in a little scripture. This program is designed to help you grow closer to Jesus Christ and to feel the peace that he wants you to have. If you'd like me to come to your parish to speak, I would be honored to do so. I live right over the bridge in South Jersey, so especially if you're in the Philadelphia area, visit my website, followingthetruth.com, and we can set it up. I'm booking parish missions for Lent right now. I have a few openings left, and also I have at least one opening for the Advent season, so keep that in mind. I do want to make one other announcement. On my podcast, for the past 5 years, I've been leading Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary. This is a great devotion. It was popularized by St. Louis de Montfort in the 18th century. Essentially what it is, it's turning your life over to the Blessed Mother so that she can bring you closer to Jesus and help you to become a saint. This year, it begins on September the 4th on my podcast. You'll be able to download it from my podcast on Blog Talk Radio, on iTunes, on TuneIn Radio. But all of the information can be found on my website, followingthetruth.com. I would love to have you become part of this. All you need to do is tune in on September the 4th and download the podcast, and you'll be all set. There is no book to buy, because this year I'm doing what I call the best of the best. I'm using about 6 different preparation methods. We've done this for so many years that I've collected a number of different preparation methods. And for 33 days, we're going to get ready. We're going to study about the Blessed Mother, about Jesus. We're going to look at our own lives. We're going to read Scripture, and we will be prepared to consecrate our lives to Jesus through Mary on October the 7th. That's why we're starting on September the 4th. It's a 33-day period. But the bottom line, if you're interested in participating, I'd love to have you. Just hop on over to followingthetruth.com, click on the link for more information. Again, no cost, no need to leave your home, no book to buy, and I'd love to have you. Turning your life over to Mary so that she can bring you closer to Jesus is the best move you can ever make. Well, we're going to talk about following Jesus, but before we do, why don't we start with a prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us another day. Thank you for the blessing of sending us your Son, Jesus. Please grant us the grace to be able to make that decision to follow him more closely, because, Father, we know that when we follow Jesus, we'll grow closer to you and we'll get to know the Holy Spirit better than we ever have. Father, we present to you all those who are sick, all those who are anxious, all those who are struggling with loneliness, financial difficulty, anyone on the verge of despair, anyone who is suffering from any weather-related problems, anybody experiencing religious persecution, those facing addiction. We give them to you, Father, and we ask for you to bless them and help them and grant them your peace. I ask you, Father in heaven, to send your Holy Spirit to speak through me so that this program can represent your message and not my message. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You know what? It always feels better once I pray. That's what I like to do. I don't want to direct this show. I mean, technically, I'm the host of this program, but I've said very many times on the air, it's really the Holy Spirit who's my program director. Dave's here with me. He's spinning the tunes. He's waving. But it's really the Holy Spirit. It's really the Holy Spirit who drives us. And I really feel the Holy Spirit's going to show up in a big way today. I have decided to follow Jesus. Now, here's what I want to do. I want to read a little bit of scripture before we get to the first song. And this kind of really sets the tone for this program. Jesus calls the first disciples. This is from Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 1, verse 16. Listen to this. And passing along by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net in the sea. For they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat minding the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. That's a really powerful gospel passage, isn't it? Today we take a look at Jesus passing along the Sea of Galilee. He sees Simon and Andrew casting a net in the sea. They're at work. They're fishermen. They are at work. And what did Jesus say? "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." What did they do? Immediately. Listen to that. Immediately they left their nets and they followed him. And Jesus wasn't done. He went on. He saw James and John. And immediately he called them as well. What did they do? They left their father. They were at work also. We have four fishermen here who responded to the call. Today, Jesus is calling you. He's saying, "Follow me." And we're going to talk about this throughout the show. I can give you the information. I can read the scripture. But I can't say yes for you. I'm going to ask you to make that decision today. To make that decision to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Are you ready to make that decision?
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross. Yes, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back. No turning back.
turning back. Once you make that decision, there is no turning back. Once you make that decision to follow Jesus, which is, by the way, the best decision that any of us can ever make, that there is definitely no turning back. That was Catherine Scott with I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. And that's what this show is all about, making that conscious decision to follow Jesus. And as she was saying in the song, it's a decision that we have to make by ourselves. Even though nobody goes with me, there's going to be people around you who are not as willing to make that decision to follow Jesus. But you know what I say often on this program, it's the only way to experience peace in this life, following Jesus, walking with him every day. It's also the way to get to heaven. So it's something we definitely want to do. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Following the Truth. It's 11 minutes past the hour here on Holy Spirit Radio. So glad to be with you. I want to read from Scripture again. This is from Luke chapter 9. When you decide to follow Jesus, one of the mistakes that sometimes we make is we believe that once I follow Jesus, my problems are going to go away. Well, that's not going to happen. If we look at the life of Christ, he certainly experienced many, many problems, much suffering throughout his life. If we look at the Blessed Mother, the same thing with her. But don't let that scare you, because if you truly are a follower of Jesus and you go wherever he leads, remember, Jesus suffered a lot in his life. Therefore, if we're going to be close to him, we're going to have suffering too. Does that mean I will have more suffering if I'm a follower of Christ? Not necessarily, but there's a certain extra dose of suffering that goes along with being a follower of Christ, because you're going to get some persecution. It might not be physical persecution, but it could be verbal persecution in one way or another. People are going to say, oh, you're silly, you're following Jesus. You're not being realistic. I'm sure you've heard that. I hear that all the time. But if you really get to know Jesus Christ, and I'm sure you realize this, if you feel like you know him really well, you understand what the deal is. You are being realistic when you've decided to turn your life over to Jesus. And that's something that I did. It took me a long time to do that. I went to Mass for years and years. I was incredibly lukewarm. Every Sunday, I went to church. But yet there was something missing. That something missing wasn't anything on our Lord's part. He was there for me. He was there, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. I was at Mass. I was transported to Calvary. And I got to share in our Lord's sacrifice to his Father. So he didn't do anything. There was nothing missing on his part. What was missing was me. It's as if, you know, when I go out and I give these talks, I speak around the country about growing close to Jesus and overcoming anxiety and a number of other different topics. But one of the things I like to give, one of the examples I like to give is, it's like I gave you a gift card to a restaurant, whatever your favorite restaurant is, and you're hungry, you can't eat the gift card. It's not going to take your hunger away. What do you have to do? You have to go physically and cash it in, and you get your food that way. It's the same thing with the Lord. Just because you have been baptized, just because you are physically present at Mass, doesn't mean that you're friends with Jesus. He loves you. He has a relationship with you. And yes, you have a relationship with him, but it doesn't have to be a good one. You have to make that conscious choice, saying, Jesus, I love you. I'm going to follow you. I want to be your friend. I want to read this from Luke 9, beginning in verse 23. Jesus said to all, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That's so powerful. I need to read that again. If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. How often? Daily, and follow me. You want to be a follower of Jesus? He's telling you that's what you need to do. You have a daily cross. Sometimes the cross is heavy. Sometimes it's not that heavy. We have minor annoyances every day in life. We all know what they are. Traffic, annoying people. I mean, so many things, that weather-related problems. We all have some sort of cross every day. And Jesus goes on to say, for whoever would save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake, he will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and the holy angels. In other words, life as a follower of Christ is going to have some difficulties. That's okay, because if you're with the Lord, you can still experience his supernatural peace. I assure you, it's worth it. And what I'm going to ask you to do today is make that conscious decision. Lord, I want to follow you. I don't care where it leads, Lord. If you send suffering my way, as long as you're with me, that's okay. Because I love you so much that I'm willing to suffer. I'm willing to go through whatever it is that you ask me to do, because I know that you'll never give me more than I can handle. Wherever we go, we have that opportunity to turn to Jesus. And he's going to take us on a road that will one day lead us to heaven. And if we stick close to him, what's going to happen? We're going to be incredibly peaceful. I want to go to the next song now. This is called I Don't Want to Go. The name of the group is Avalon. I want you to listen to the words because they're really powerful. And they remind us of what I just said. Lord, if you're not with me, I don't want to go there. I only want to go, Lord, where you are.
I don't wanna go somewhere if I know that you're not there, 'cause I know.
don't want to go anywhere without you, Lord Jesus. That was Avalon. The name of the song was I Don't Want to Go. My name is Gary Zimek, and you are listening to Following the Truth on Holy Spirit Radio. We're here every month. If you would like to contact the station to let them know that you like the program, or even if you don't like the program, you should let the station know. Just be a little kind, okay? Would you do me that favor? Oh, man, you can email Holy Spirit Radio at 1570 AM at holyspiritradio.org or give them a call at 215-345-1570. And by the way, if you'd like to comment to me directly, you can reach me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I would love to come to your parish to bring this message, the message of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life. He is the answer to any of the struggles that you are facing. He is the answer to all of the world's problems. He is the answer and the way that you will get to heaven. Getting to know him is incredibly important. And I am blessed for the past 5 years to be able to be a full-time Catholic evangelist. And I travel around the country spreading this good news. Greatest job I have ever had, bar none. I used to be a software developer. Now I'm spreading the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Praise God that he can use somebody like me to do his work. I'm very honored to do that. We're talking about making a conscious decision to follow Jesus. And before the song, we were looking at Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 9. Jesus was saying to his followers, if anybody wants to follow me, you need to deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and then follow me. You know, it's one thing to say, yes, I'm a follower of Christ, but it's another thing to really put those words into action. Now, just after Jesus talked about this, something else happened. He gave his followers a bit of difficult news. I mean, this is not an easy message. And what happened next? Chapter 9, verse 28. About after 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James, and he went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his countenance was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men talked with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus, which he was to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but kept awake. And they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is well that we are here. Let us make three booths, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Not even knowing what he said. And as he said this, a cloud came and overshadowed them. And they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silence and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. You're probably familiar with that episode that's known as the Transfiguration. So here's what we have. Jesus gave his followers some tough news. Hey, guys, if you want to follow me, this is what you need to do. But then he took them up on the mountain. And what did he do? He gave Peter, James, and John, his close associates, his apostles, a glimpse of what he would look like in his heavenly glory. Essentially, he opened heaven to them. He showed them, look, this is what heaven looks like. Gave them the tough news. Then he said, but this is what it's all about. And of course, we as Christians, we know that if we faithfully follow Jesus and cooperate with the grace that he gives us, we can make it to heaven one day. But the kingdom of God also exists in this life. We could follow Jesus in this life and experience companionship and friendship with him right here. We can also experience his peace. Now, if you notice, Peter didn't want to leave. Peter wanted to stay up on the mountain. Did you ever get that feeling? I just got back from a retreat last month where we were at the Malvern Retreat House. I led a retreat, the second annual Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat. And by the way, if you feel bad that you missed it this year, we are back next year. Stay tuned for more information. It's going to be in August of next year. But we were talking about encountering Christ. We had an incredible experience. We got together. It was a retreat basically designed for warriors. And we had that mountaintop experience. And, you know, you get that feeling if you've ever been on a retreat or maybe you've gone into a church. You just don't want to leave because you have problems waiting for you when you leave. Well, unfortunately, we have to leave. And that's what happened to the apostles up on the mountain. Jesus said, okay, now it's time. You got your vision. Now we have to go back down the mountain. And what happened was he let them know some even more difficult news. He let them know as they were descending from the mountain that he would have to suffer and die. So you see, he gives the difficult news, but he gives this glimpse of heaven. And this is something we all need to keep in mind. Yeah, life is difficult. Yeah, we have problems. But with Jesus Christ, those problems, those crosses, those trials, those tribulations, that suffering, it can become bearable. And even more than that, it can almost become sweet. Because Jesus gives us a supernatural peace that can coexist with the most serious problem. If you're going to get peace from the world, what's the world say? The only way you're going to be peaceful is if you have no problems. Guess what? That's never going to happen. We're always going to have some problems. But with Jesus, you can experience his peace, even though you might be walking through the dark valley. But what do you have to do? You have to make that conscious decision. And I'm going to ask you again, are you willing? Are you willing to make that decision to follow Jesus? Immediately upon descending from the mountain in Luke 9, verse 51, we read that Jesus set his face to Jerusalem. In other words, this was the critical turning point in his ministry. He was headed to his death which would redeem us all. Are you willing to walk on that road, no matter where it leads? Do you trust him enough to walk with him and say, Lord, I turn my life over to you. Lord Jesus, it is yours. You're in charge. That's hard to do. I know that. I speak a lot about anxiety, and I'm somebody who's always struggled with anxiety. One of the hardest things for people like me to do is to turn control over to anybody, even Jesus. But that's what he's asking. That's what he's asking. And I'm going to ask you to make that decision today. And I would not ask you to do this if I didn't think it would be the best decision for you. It's going to bring you great peace following Jesus. Wherever. Doesn't matter. And that's the beauty of having a friendship with Jesus. He's wherever you are. He's going to be with you. He will not leave you alone. Now we're going to turn to another song here. This is Michael W. Smith. The name of this song is Draw Me Close to You. And I'd like to just say to you, make this your prayer right now. Lord Jesus, draw me close to you. That's all I ask, Lord. Lord Jesus, I want to be close to you. I want to feel your peace. I want to go where you want me to go. Draw me close to you.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. 'Cause nothing else can take your place. Feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you.
Help me know you are near. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak, and it's great to be back with you here on Holy Spirit Radio. That was Michael W. Smith, the name of the song, Draw Me Close to You. This show that we do each month on Holy Spirit Radio, it's about following Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. That's why I call it Following the Truth. Today's topic, I have decided to follow Jesus. Have you made that decision? Have you made that conscious choice to follow Jesus Christ, to follow him wherever that road may lead? I assure you that decision is the best decision you can ever make in your life, and it's going to bring you great peace. It is 35 minutes past the hour here on Holy Spirit Radio. And I want to go to, I want to talk about another scripture passage right here. We're looking right now in Luke's Gospel, chapter 9. We talked about Jesus telling his followers, here's what you need to do. You want to follow me? Pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. And take note where Jesus is headed. He's headed to the cross. So if we look at his life, if we really want to be followers of Jesus, now please understand, this show is about experiencing peace. I'm trying to comfort you. I really am. It gets a little, sometimes it's tricky. You hear about crosses and you think, no, Gary, please, I don't want the cross because I can't experience peace with the cross. But that's the only way you will experience peace. Does it mean that you'll have to suffer greatly every day? Absolutely not. You know, we have good days, we have bad days. Some days we just have minor crosses. We have little inconveniences, but some days we do have major burdens, major trials, major tribulations. But with Jesus, we can experience his peace no matter what. I want to look at continuing on in Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verse 57, a segment on the would-be followers of Jesus. As they were going along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. To another he said, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But he said to him, leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Does that bother you? Probably does, doesn't it? That's one of the toughest gospel passages that you're ever going to hear. And here's what Jesus is saying. I mean, let's face it. Jesus is not saying that if you follow him, you have to leave your wife, leave your children. No, he's not saying that at all. But what he's saying is this. He's got to come first. Now, typically, in your family relationship, if everything is working properly, you love Jesus through your family members. But the minute somebody or something gets in the way between you and the Lord, then you got a problem. And that doesn't mean, I'm not telling anybody to leave their family members. What I'm saying is this, Jesus has to be first in your life. And that means sometimes you're going to make some enemies. You're going to have people in your life that will not understand your relationship with Jesus. Sometimes that's going to cause you to hold back a little bit. You know, not everybody is at the same place spiritually. And that happens constantly. You're going to meet people in life who may not understand the fact that you love Jesus and you want to follow him. So you might have to hold back a little bit, go slow, because we all have a story. This has been a process in my life. I've been growing closer to Jesus in recent years, but several years ago, I wasn't close to him at all. So we have to be understanding of other people. But you don't want to put things or people in place of Jesus, and you want to stop making excuses. And basically what Jesus is saying here to the man who wanted to bury his father. See, here's the catch. That sounds really cold, doesn't it? But it's not that cold. Because the Jewish people, they would bury their dead very quickly. So what's the problem? The problem is that in all probability and likelihood, his father isn't dead yet. And this guy is making excuses, saying, well, you know, Lord, I'll follow you when I get more time. You know, when I have more time on my hands, once I bury my father in 20, 30 years, he's making excuses. We all do that. And I'm asking you today to make that decision. Today, make that decision to follow Jesus. Yes, Jesus, I will follow you. I give you my life. Lord Jesus, I surrender it all to you. If you do that, you're going to have such incredible peace in your life. It took me a long time to get to that point, but I've been able to do that. Now, do I take things back sometimes? Yep, I do. I take things back. I'm not proud to admit it, but I give Jesus charge of my life, and then I say, well, wait a minute. You know, let me take this one area back because, Lord, I think I can handle it better than you can. Dave's laughing here. He gets this, right? We do that sometimes. We get to that point where we just can't make that commitment to trust. We say, Lord, you know what? I trust you, but you know what? I got to run around and do these things first. No, I'm asking you to, of course, you do what you can. Jesus wants you to do what you can. But do you trust him? Do you trust him that no matter what happens, the problems, the difficulties, the unexpected suffering, that you know that he loves you? And you give him the benefit of the doubt, even if you don't understand. He does love you, and he only wants your best. He wants you to get to heaven. But he asks you to give your life over to him completely. All of your difficulties, all of your problems, let him handle them. He's got plenty of experience, and he's almighty, so he can do a lot better than you can. Ready for another song? Let's go to a song called I Surrender All by Casting Crowns. And I want you, as you're listening to this song, to think about your life. What are you holding back? What is the one thing or the two things or the three things that are holding you back from following Jesus completely?
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence I will live. All to Jesus I surrender. Save you, make me holy thine. Let me feel your Holy Spirit. Truly know that you are mine. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. And in his presence I will live. I surrender.
Surrender All to Jesus by Casting Crowns. You are listening to Following the Truth. It's 15 minutes in front of the hour. My name is Gary Zimek, and it's great to be with you here on Holy Spirit Radio. We do this program once a month. The show airs on the first Friday of each month at 11 a.m., and the repeat broadcast is on the following Sunday at 2 p.m. And incidentally, you can go to holyspiritradio.org for all of the archived podcasts. We've been doing this show for over a year now, and all of the podcasts are available. You can download them. If you feel that you can't get enough of me and you need to listen again, very, very unlikely, right, Dave? I don't think anybody's going to do that. Dave's my right-hand man, and he's a great... Oh, man. But seriously, if you'd like to listen to the podcast, they are available. You can download them and let your friends know, especially somebody who's hurting. That's why I started doing this show, because I want to bring souls to Jesus Christ, because I know that he can transform the lives of those who are hurting, who are desperate, who are almost hopeless, who are hopeless. Because once you get to know Jesus, you realize that there is no such thing as hopeless. So today we're talking about making a conscious decision to follow Jesus. And that's what I'm asking you to do today. I'm asking you to follow Jesus, to make a decision to say, yes, Jesus, I will follow you today. I will turn my life over. It's all about surrender. And you know, that's hard. Sometimes it's hard. Dave and I were just talking in the studio, especially for men. It's hard for men to surrender. We like to control. We like to fix things on our own. It's hard for us to turn problems even over to Jesus. But the answer always lies with the Lord. It's always to get him. The secret is to get him involved in your problem, to ask for the help, and you'll see that he might want you to do something. Sure, the Lord wants us to do something, but let him inspire us. That's what he'll do. He'll give you ideas. He'll let you know what you should do. But there are so many obstacles that get in our way. The world could be a tricky place, especially with material things, distractions. I want to take a look at another gospel passage here. This is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, the story of the rich young man. As Jesus was setting out on his journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, all these I have observed from my youth." And Jesus, looking upon him, loved him and said to him, "You lack one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." So isn't that great? Jesus is telling the man, here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to do. There's only one thing standing between you and me. If you do this and follow me, you're going to have treasure in heaven. What happened? At that saying, his countenance fell, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Possessions were more important to this young man than a relationship with Jesus and eternity in heaven. You know, that's pretty bad, and we don't know whatever happened to this man. Scripture is silent on it. I'd like to think that he came to his senses one day and decided to give up what was getting in the way and follow Jesus. But we really don't know. The reason I share that story is because that's what you and I are faced with. There's a good chance that there's something standing in our way today. What's standing in your way? What's keeping you from following Jesus? Are you afraid to give up control? Are you afraid to leave your comfort zone? Possessions? Are you afraid? You want to hold on to your money? You're afraid to give money to charity? You're afraid to share what you have because you might need it someday? And I'm not saying don't save. Saving is a good thing. But we have to ask ourselves the question, where does my security lie? Is my security in my bank account and my possessions, or is my security in the Lord? And it's tough. And we could go back and forth on this. We've got to make that conscious decision. We can do that. And we might be making this decision every day, because I might make it today and take it back later today and then tomorrow or tomorrow. I place my faith in you, Jesus. I turn my life over to you, and then something happens and boom, I'm back doing the same things I was doing before. Forgetting about Jesus. Forgetting about the fact that he's my Lord and Savior. That he's the King of the universe and of my life. I can forget that because I can get distracted. Now, as a Catholic, as a cradle Catholic, I went to Mass for years. And I went through the motions. I share this story a lot, but it's one that I really want to share with as many people as I can, because I don't want you to make the mistakes that I made. I was miserable. Even though I went to Mass, I ignored the fact that the Lord wanted to come to me in the Eucharist. He wanted to have control over my life. He wanted me to surrender all to him. And he wanted to give me his peace. But I had other ideas. I was going to go out and find pleasure doing the things that I wanted to do, because I didn't want to surrender all to Jesus. But once I did that, once I made that commitment, and again, I'll be honest, I go back and forth. I waver sometimes. Once I made the commitment to turn my life over to him, I'm more peaceful now than I ever was. And I'm a work in progress still. I still slip up. That's okay. Because we got the rest of our life to work on this, but we want to get started today. And what I'm asking you to do is make that commitment. Yes, Jesus, I will turn my life over to you. I will surrender to you. Not just some of the things in my life, but everything. It's yours, Lord. Even my possessions, Lord, I recognize that they all come from you. All the money that I make, all the recognition that I get. Maybe I worked hard, but you gave me the gifts. You gave me the ability to get out of bed in the morning, if you can get out of bed in the morning. Everything comes from the Lord. That's what's known as spiritual poverty. If you recall in the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus gives the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, the very first Beatitude are, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." the poor in spirit, spiritual poverty. It's about recognizing that everything that we have has been given to us from the Lord. It really belongs to Him. All of our gifts, all of our possessions, all of the people in our lives, they're gifts. The fact that we can breathe, the fact that we can talk, the fact that we are able to walk if we have that gift, they're all from the Lord. And it's critical that we recognize that, because the minute we stop recognizing that, then we tend to block Jesus out and we forget about Him and we take Him out of the picture. Now, we're going to go to one more song. I'm going to get you stirred up a little bit. This goes back several years. This is from Amy Grant. You may have heard this song. I love this song. This is up-tempo. It's a bit of a rock and roll song. This is I Have Decided, and I am asking you today to make that decision. Are you willing to follow the Lord, to leave everything behind, and to turn your life over to Jesus Christ? Let's think about that as this next song plays, I Have Decided.
I have decided I'm going to live like a believer, turn my back on the deceiver. I'm going to live what I believe. I have decided being good is just a fable. I just can't because I'm not able. I'm going to leave it to the Lord. Deep inside, I never changed. I guess I'd been deceived. 'Cause a voice inside kept telling me that I'd change by and by. But the Spirit made it clear to me that kind of life's a lie. I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer. Turn my back on the deceiver. I'm gonna live what I believe. I have decided.
Keep your eyes on Him and tell yourself, I've become the work of God.
I have decided I'm going to live like a believer. Turn my back on the deceiver. I'm going to live what I believe. I have decided being good is just a fable. I just can't because I'm not able. I'm going to leave it to the Lord.
Decide. All right, are you ready to make that decision? I hope so. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Why don't you let me know? Let me know that you heard this and you have decided to follow Jesus. Gary@followingthetruth is my email address. I would love to hear from you. Well, we are just about out of time. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is. My thanks to the folks at Holy Spirit here at Holy Spirit Radio. I'm so excited I can't even talk, for letting me come back again to share the good news with you, the good news of Jesus Christ. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you. And until next month, remember that Jesus Christ, He's the way, He's the truth, He's the life. Without Him, you can do nothing. But with Him, you can do all things. Praise the Lord. Again, Gary@followingthetruth is my email address. gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. And until we meet again, may God bless you. Remember, make that decision today. God bless. See you next time.